Hey, Night Vale, it is Jeffrey Craner. Did you know we have a Patreon? And on that Patreon, we have bonus episodes, as well as monthly hangouts with me and Joseph, twice monthly essays, advanced ticketing for live shows, ongoing book clubs led by me and Joseph, director's notes for each episode, and many, many other things. But I'm here today to bring you a sample of our most recent bonus episode. So please enjoy now Tamika Flynn's Book Talk.
You want the truth? You can handle the truth. I believe in you. Welcome to Book Talk. I'm your host, Tamika Flynn. First off, thank you to my good friend Cecil for getting me my own show here on the station. I was hoping for an evening slot, or maybe a Sunday afternoon sort of thing, but it's Saturday at 3 a.m. and I'm sitting alone in this radio studio. Honestly, it's kind of cozy. The silence, the solitude, the single light bulb gently swinging overhead. It's the perfect environment for reading. I hope all of you out there are enjoying a great book right now. Or even a very good book. Or even a very bad book, but one that brings you comfort and joy. You know what? There's nothing wrong with hate reading some wretched trash novel, then punching the wall when you get to its final stupid sentence. I want us all to read, because reading is the most fun thing you can do with a book. The second most fun thing is to lend it to a friend or donate it to a library. Let's see. Third most fun thing to do with a book is fight off bandits with a razor wire covered first edition of Stephen Graham Jones's The Only Good Indians. Fourth is sitting on a book when you're a kid and the table's still too high to reach. And the fifth most fun thing to do with a book is point at it in a bookstore and tell the people around you, "I read that. It's really good." Even if it was only okay, because you like the author and want to support them. Oh, wow. I guess that was my first ever radio segment. Top five things to do with a book. Maybe for my next show, I'll do another top five list. How about the top five gnome de plumes? Or gnome de plume. Whatever. You know what I mean. Pseudonyms. I mean, pseudosnym. That's going to be a good list, because there's Bell Hooks for Gloria Watkins, there's Dr. Seuss for Theodore Geisel, and Mark Twain for the Bronte sisters. Wait. Save that gold for next week's show, Tamika.
Hey, thanks for listening to that excerpt of our latest bonus episode. To hear the rest, just go to patreon.com/welcometonightvale and join up. Patreon is what has kept this show going for the last many, many years, and it is a community filled with amazing, amazing Night Vale fans and just people in general. It's a great time over there. You'll love it. And hey, thanks.